اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I hope you all are doing well. And welcome back to your beautiful episode on the Spring of Truth. Today we have a beautiful quote from Imam Khomeini, where he says, "From the start, the prophets held these two jobs. The spiritual job is to bring out the people from the captivity of the carnal soul, from the captivity of the self and of course the shaitan, and to liberate the people and the oppressed from the clutches of the oppressors." The Imam begins with a powerful declaration. He gives a beautiful quote on the job of the prophets. Normally we get this thought in our mind that is about what is the actual job of a prophet. We must have heard about Isa alayhi salam, that is Prophet Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam, being a carpenter. Prophet Dawood or David alayhi salam being an ironsmith, isn't it? But this is just a profession in order to live their livelihood. But what is the actual job of a prophet? Imam says the actual job is to bring the people out of the captivity of the carnal soul and making them trained to go against shaitan. And this is the first job. The second job is to liberate the people and the oppressed from the clutches of the oppressors. Now, my dear listeners, if we understand the whole goal of why a prophet is sent, we can work on it as well. You must have heard about a hadith where the Imam says, Amirul Mu'mineen, Imam says, Al-ulama warasatul anbiya. The ulama, the scholars, of course, those scholars who implement the knowledge in their actions as well. Al-ulama warasatul anbiya. The scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. Why? Is because of these two qualities. Because the scholars should also try, and do they try, of course, as well, inshallah, to bring the people out of their carnal desires. And carnal desires, what we mean is by nafs al-ammara, that is the dimension of the soul which pulls us towards bad things, in order that a person does bad things. This is about the carnal desires. And the second thing, the scholar's duty is to stand up against oppression and oppressors and to support the oppressed ones, and that is to liberate the world. And you know what, my dear listeners, let me be very clear. This will be one of the highlights and the duties of the Imam of a time when he reappears. He will bring the people out of the clutches of the carnal desires, number one. And number two, he will stand with the oppressed and will go against oppression and the oppressors. So now, my dear listeners, we have to bring these qualities. It's not just a quality. These two qualities are not just for ulama, for the scholars or the anbiya, the prophets. It is for each and every individual as well, for all of us. When we are trying and when we want our imam to reappear as early as possible, we should implement these two qualities in ourselves. I repeat the quote of Imam Khomeini once again, where he says, "From the start, the prophets held these two jobs. The spiritual job is to bring out the people from the captivity of the carnal soul, from the captivity of the self and of course the shaitan, and to liberate the people and the oppressed from the clutches of the oppressors." Inshallah, that we follow what the prophets used to do. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day, never forget to say,
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.